Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We are backstage live at the Grammys. It is all being brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers, scforddealers.com. Don't forget to watch the big show. That's Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. And it's all being brought to you by Southern California Ford dealers, scforddealers.com. Got to stand for this man who just spilled a Coke all over me. Dr. Drew, how are you, sir? Nice to see you, man.
We almost ran into each other. I literally almost
knocked you down.
You literally almost did.
And then as we turned around, it was like two old high school buddies. Nice to see you, man. Look at you.
We kept going on our way.
Yes. Dr. Drew, we interviewed, who was that chick yesterday? The porn chick?
Mary
Carey.
Yep.
And she said you really helped her out.
Does she seem better?
She seems a lot better. She's had like a 34 days sober.
That's good.
She has not read the big book of sobriety.
She's not?
No, because she said there's not enough pictures in it for her. But then the other chick said only read the first 164 pages.
Okay.
That's all you need.
All right, that's true.
And then she said, well, I haven't heard them on bed. I'll read the other.
They had a fight about the big book right here on the air?
Yes, right on the air.
That's nice.
But isn't that going back a step? Shouldn't you not fight about the big book?
She shouldn't fight about anything. She should just follow directions.
All right.
That's not good. And the big direction I've been telling her is change everything.
Change your friends.
Change everything.
All right. But please, this is the problem I have with you. You say change everything.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to destroy the porno business because they're all hooked on something.
I know. You've been bothered by that with me
for
a long time.
Yes, and all of a sudden...
I'm going to get rid of all your strippers, all your porn stars.
Everybody.
Bad.
I mean, everybody...
All the fun people in the world, I'm going to just bum it.
Everybody on a pole, everybody who's opening their legs with a camera has some kind of substance abuse problem.
Substance abuse and trauma.
Yeah, can't you just assume that... they are going to continue with their substance abuse problem because they need drug if they're going to open up and show everybody their crotch.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Wouldn't you need to be on something if you're going to show everybody that big stick of yours?
Jesus. What have I walked into here? What is this? Is this thing on? Are you actually on there? Some kind of faux radio station you guys run here? Okay.
Wouldn't you be on something, though, if you were doing porno?
But here's the bottom line. Here's the salvation for your habits.
Right.
That is that not everybody wants my help.
That's great.
You know what I mean? They want to keep doing what they're doing. My job is not to bum everyone's high, including yours.
My job
is to help people that want help.
Yeah.
Now,
do you find it fascinating and sort of a miracle that I've avoided your hospital and your whole rehab thing?
Nothing
for as long?
Short of a miracle.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's unbelievable. Congratulations.
I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, a little hungover from last night, and I'm still working.
You're still great. I know. All these years we've been talking about this. We're still fine. I'm still working.
It's unbelievable.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And Dr. Drew, I find is one of our most interesting guests. And if I had the choice of anybody to come on one night, it would be you.
Oh, it's nice.
Because you know, everybody loves you. And this Mary Carey said every time she sees you, she cries.
That's true.
And she wants to be one of your daughter.
It's true. She told you that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me.
That's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. She really came, this year when she came back to Sober House, she finally decided that the solution to our problem was I should adopt her.
Wow.
And at first, you know, it sounds funny when somebody says something like that to you, but I could tell she was not kidding.
Right.
And I had to say, Mary, I have my own children and my own life. I'm your doctor. And that's boundarylessness. That's a great example of how poor their boundaries are. No boundary with their bodies, no boundary with their relationship. And she has to, that was important for me to say to her, no, you got to hear this. I have a family.
Right.
And that was, you know, and she took it.
So you think she was actually serious about it?
Oh, she was serious.
And
she brought it up a couple times.
So something happened to her in her childhood.
Oh, she didn't talk to you about that?
No.
It's very unusual. I keep telling her there must have been sexual abuse, but she can't come up with that. She had a mentally delayed father who met her schizophrenic mother in a mental health institution.
No. Like, I'm talking about Mary Carey, not myself and Jennifer.
Oh.
Mary Carey.
Oh, Mary Carey.
Not my wife.
No, then she was raised by her grandparents because the parents were institutionalized, and she was raised as her mom's sister. The grandparents.
Wait a minute. She was raised as her mom's sister?
Because the mom was institutionalized chronically.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
And the dad was never seen. He was also like in an institution his whole life. The grandparents were sweet people, made her into ballerina. You saw that stuff in Sub Rehab 1.
Yes.
She was this accomplished ballerina. But then the grandfather died, and the mother's got Parkinson's, and the 16-year-old was now taking care of all these adults.
Oh, Jesus. So there's
your stripper.
Yeah, but you know what? She didn't seem like she abused that much. She was just drinking. She wasn't doing... You know, like
she got big time into the Xanax, big time.
Xanax.
Yeah,
there was some guy
I was talking to back here. Yeah. Sorry.
What is Xanax? Why is Xanax
so bad?
Show me
your prescription.
I don't have Xanax. I'm a Vicodin guy. You know
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But why is Xanax so bad?
Well, she was taking 8 milligrams for you.
Yeah.
That was an interesting
The last time I've had one Xanax in my life, and this is why I've never took another one. I had a Xanax, and we were doing the radio show, and I took one in the middle of the radio show, and I had to drive back to Seal Beach. And on my drive back to Seal Beach, on the 405 freeway right around Cherry, I slowed the car down, and I stopped the car on the freeway because I saw somebody walking in front of me.
Oh, that's not good.
And I never took another one.
Yeah.
That's a great experience, though, isn't it?
That is good for you.
That's what you want in a guy.
Yeah, I want you to crash your car. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But I almost got killed doing this.
Yeah, that's good.
So I never took another Xanax.
No, the other thing that people do with that class of medicines that they'll forget what they were doing. They'll wake up on the 405 and go, what happened with that radio show I just did? I don't remember any of it.
Yeah. That's bad. All right, Dr. Drew, you got a million shows going on. I hate to call you workaholic because there's a negative connotation.
I have a history of workaholism for sure.
How do you treat that? Just sit at home?
Well, you've tried that, right? It didn't work so good, did it?
Yeah, but if you're a workaholic like you are, the solution would be don't go to work.
The solution for me has been to diversify, be able to delegate, and
right.
I do different things every
day. Can you do that?
I finally. It took a while.
Right.
It took a while for me.
But you still have, I know when you're on the radio show, you have a pager on.
Yeah.
And your
stuff goes on. Yeah.
And then you go on, you're working during the commercial break.
Yeah, stuff goes on.
You never stop.
No, but it doesn't bother me. I do sound like a heroin addict, don't I?
Right.
Yeah, it works for me. Like the Xanax is good.
It's exactly right. He's talking about alcohol,
it works for me.
Hey, all right, so what about Dr. Sophie? Good guy, right?
Great guy. How do you know Sophie? Has he been
on
your show?
He comes on every month or so.
He's excellent. I mean, he is the real deal. When I used to do that daytime show, I came upon him and I thought, oh, this is the real deal. It's not often in media that they're physicians that really know their stuff. He's got the right training.
Yeah.
And he...
Major stud.
Well, none of that. He took that DCFS, which was an atrocity before he got a hold of it, and made it into a model system.
What is that?
Part of Child and Family Services.
Oh, right,
and he's
right,
the head of that. Yeah. It's really, I mean, that's an important...
I pretend not to know what it is. They come out of the house every 2 weeks.
But just so you know, he's also gonna do away with your strippers. Because if he has that system working right, there are going to be quite so many people motivated that way.
Between you two, you're going to destroy Chatsworth. You really are.
We're going to put a dent in it. Chatsworth, North Hollywood will be different
Everyone,
places.
The price of homes in the Valley are going to go down just because of you and Dr. Sophie. That's true. And then you got the doctor. What else are you doing? You got the Sober House coming up.
Sober House, which
are
is
you
on
the executive
air,
producer of that?
Yeah, and I'm on it, too.
Good for you.
But that was a show we just thought it was important to show what happens after treatment. And
right.
Little did we know how much relapsing that would go on. And,
right. Are you still doing Loveline?
Doing Loveline. I've got a show on MTV called Sex with Mom and Dad, which you're writing about there, which starts in mid-February. It's very, very... You see it?
Sex with Mom and Dad.
It's a good show. But I'll tell you what, this season, it starts in mid-February. Television's hard to be proud of. I am proud of the show. It's very, very good.
Do you find it hard to find people say yes to that?
To this one, no. But to Celebrity Rehab and Sober House and stuff, yeah. It's not easy.
So it's
not
easy.
And I'll tell you what happened. Well, it was not easy.
Is it free rehab?
No, you get paid to be in rehab. What are you talking about?
Let's go.
So first time around, we had a bunch of people that really wanted to do it. The second time around, all of a sudden we got booked, and then Perez Hilton got a hold of some of the names, and they all pulled out.
Oh, really?
And everyone was afraid after that. So,
So now it's tough to find people.
So it's tough. Not tough, but it's not as easy as it might have been. It's a shame.
And so you pay people to be in the Sober House.
Yeah. Well, both shows you get paid to be in it. Here's the deal. I don't care what the hell motivates them to stay and be there. Bring it.
Right.
They want to be on TV. They want to get paid. Great. And we get to treat them.
All right. Now, are you still, on the air? Will you admit this, that... you thought Stryker was not so good a choice. You thought I should have been hosting that show.
I thought you should have been it. I thought you should be my permanent partner in life.
Yeah. Hey, listen, will you adopt me? I don't know boundaries. Will you adopt me?
Sam, I have a family. I have my own kids.
I heard the whole line. You got your own kids. But I'd be an awesome child.
You would
I'd be making my own money.
You'd keep me busy.
Yeah. Hang out with your wife and play cards with her during the day while you're a workaholic.
We'd have to sit down.
And enjoy your
cards. And I have to sit down and I have to talk to you about this radio business, though. It's just unacceptable. This whole radio thing.
Right.
It's nice.
I got to get out of it, huh?
It's good for now.
As long as I'm your child, I got to get out of it.
I understand it's something. You had a little fun with it. But
right.
Let's get on and do something real now. Let's get on real quick.
Now,
right?
do a lot of women hit on you? Obviously, Mary Carey wants to, have sex with you. Does that happen a lot? With these strippers and hookers you deal with?
I think I'm old enough now that it doesn't happen so much.
Yeah.
And I don't...
So you're old enough where it doesn't matter anymore, right?
No, things work.
It doesn't matter.
Pointing at your schwants. They're not interested in
But it's not
guy.
Important to you anymore.
It's not important to me, that's for sure. Yeah.
But that's... You get that with age, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm 45.
Yeah.
And
I'm 50.
I think I fake sleep more than my wife does.
No,
you know?
I still like being my wife. I like that. But I don't...
Enjoy that?
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
About the national average, about two times.
Two times
a
year?
Week.
A week? Where do you find time to that?
I tell you, I hang out with my family all the time.
Jesus. What do you say? You say, I'm coming home. We got everybody get ready. Here we go. I mean, you got a tight schedule there, Doc.
Everybody get ready?
I bet that's happened, though.
We go from bad to worse.
I know. But, Doctor, a lot of people like to hear you. Thank you for coming on.
I'll never let this one down. My career's over tonight. It's all right. You're okay.
You're a major stud for coming on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always have the nicest wardrobe on, too.
Thanks. I just did a PSA for Greg Grunberg as a seizure epilepsy PSA. That's why I was dressed
up.
Oh,
really? What is a sign of a seizure?
I'm looking to see if I see any around here that might be having one.
No. All right. I thought I was having a stroke earlier. I had a sharp pain in my head.
Yep.
Almost knocked me out. Then it went away.
Yeah.
TIA?
More of a bleed.
A bleed?
Yeah, intracranial bleed.
Bleeding
it hurts
on the brain.
If it hurts in your neck, that's when you start worrying about it.
Oh, yeah. The neck is killing me and my back is on fire.
You feel kind of cloudy, mental status?
Always.
More than usual?
About usual.
All right, you're fine. Yeah, okay. Good Xanax withdrawal.
Thank you very much. Where's the prescription you promised us?
Us?
Come on, Doc.
Us?
Yeah, where's that Vicodin prescription?
While he was talking, I grabbed the pad out of his pocket, so we got it.
He needs a couple of Vicks.
All right. Dr. Drew, everybody, watch his show, Sex with Mom and Dad, Sober House, and what else?
Those are the two right now.
You only got two television shows going?
Damn.
Wow. More time for the wife. All right, thank you very much, Dr. Drew. You're a major, major stud. Look at that, everybody. Dr. Drew, watch his shows. And listen to him on Loveline every night at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And on K-Rock. I guess we could say that, right? I'm sure they're thrilled with that.
Sister station.
Yeah, Dr. Drew's a cool guy. But this is the first time I've talked to Dr. Drew where I thought he was really pissed at me. With that line of questioning. Like about having sex with his wife. He didn't like this scene, or having it maybe adopting.
But he was very cool about it. You know, he gave you the evil eye.
But did you notice that when I said, hey, Doc, you know, you're a stud, you got that big stick. You notice he turned bright red?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means it's true.
Yeah, it means it's true.
Yeah. I don't know why he'd deflect that.
Dr. D, Double D. Double D's got the big stick.
We have more in common than
I think. Yeah. Gina Grant, Double G and Double D.
Do you think Dr. Drew and I could do a show called Double D and the Big Stick?
Or how about you and him doing called Dr. Drew?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's the doctor and you're the Jew.
I'm the Jew, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're backstage at the Grammys, folks. Come on. You can't come by. All right, folks, we're backstage at the Grammys being brought to you by the Southern California Ford Dealers. And we have Tay Zonde. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Who sings Chocolate Rain. But you're also with TurboTax?
Absolutely. I'm with TurboTax in the Freeloader Nation campaign right now. FreeloaderNation.com. Doing live shows all across the country with major acts like Lily Allen. There's a Lily Allen show this Tuesday in New York City. So it's going to be a great time.
You know, President Obama's appointees could use you right now.
Most definitely.
These TurboTax. These guys can't seem to pay their taxes.
Yeah, Tom Daschle, but...
only $128,000.
I wish I was in that situation. That's what I was saying about that whole thing. I wish, you know, I could just be like, oh, gosh, I forgot
to
pay $125,000 in taxes. And it's like, oops.
Hey, so the Chocolate Rain's taken off, huh?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I was posted more than a year ago, still going strong.
Ah, millions of hits.
Most definitely. 34 million right now.
And where can people listen to it? They just go to anywhere, right?
They can go to YouTube. Search for me on YouTube. Tay Zonde, Chocolate Rain. But, you know, again, you know, the big news today is FreeloaderNation.com.
FreeloaderNation
shows that are happening across the country where people can see major artists for free. I mean, you don't get much for free in life. I mean, you can...
Right, exactly. You know, where are you from originally?
From Chicago. Just moved to L.A., actually. So
yeah?
I'm a local now.
Hey, does anyone tell you sound like, what's his name, from Star Trek?
George Takei. Yeah.
George Takei.
George Takei.
You get that a lot?
I do get that a lot.
You should go around impersonating him.
I could be the George Takei impersonator.
Can you give us a big, oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
There we go.
That's great, dude. Oh my.
Oh my.
All right, excellent. All right, folks, check out
FreeloaderNation.com.
freeloadernation.com and check out also TurboTax here. And Tay Zonde, thanks for coming
by. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Look at that with that big TurboTax necklace, too. He looks awesome, man. You get a lot of chicks with that, huh?
Thank you.
Oh, my. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming by. All right, take care of yourself. All right, folks, we're backstage at the Grammys here, and we're talking to a bunch of celebrities and tons of, what is that, chocolate? What did they just give you there?
Chocolate from Mr. Chocolate Rain himself. There's a milk chocolate bar with the big Tay Zonde picture on it and on a fake $100 bill.
That's pretty cool, man.
Maybe we should get one to him to sign one.
How quickly do you think, Rand, you could eat all three of these chocolate bars?
Well, we could put it on video, and I think I could do it in milk chocolate bars. I think I could do all three in a minute.
Get out of here, dude. You can't eat three milk chocolate bars in a minute.
If someone could get me a napkin, I swear to God I could do it.
Tim,
you'd choke.
It would never touch his teeth. It would just go straight down.
Yeah, but look, I can eat a pound of Jack in the Box in a minute. I think I can handle three candy bars.
You can't handle three candy bars in a minute.
Yeah, I could do it.
You can?
I swear I can do it.
What if we nuked it for 20 seconds?
All right, but you'd have to open them all up, right?
Well, yeah, they have to all be.
That means one chocolate bar in 20 seconds.
I could do that.
You can't do it, dude.
I swear to God I can.
How much
do
you
it.
Want to bet?
All right, I'll bet you $100.
$100?
Rain, you don't have $100. He's that sure.
I'll take it out of my Vegas money.
How about I'll bet you one hard slap in the face?
All right, you want me to
One that'll knock you out.
All right, let's open them all up, and we'll put them out, and I will eat all three of them in less than a minute.
Okay. Now I don't want to bet you $100 because I don't want to take your money. But let's put it this way. If you do it, I'll give you $100. If you don't, you give me $1.
Okay, that's a good deal.
Did you say three in 1 minute?
Three chocolate bars in 1 minute.
So why don't we just start with the first one and see if you can do one in 20 seconds?
No.
This is
an endurance competition.
No, because we want to pile these up here. Right. And we're going to put it on videotape. And you're going to see Randy Wang try to eat three major chocolate bars in 1 minute. And it's not going to happen. I mean, that's like a pound of chocolate, dude.
And each one is 2 ounces, so this isn't bad.
You had 6 ounces of chocolate. I think it's more than 2 ounces.
All right. Are we ready?
All right. Well, let me get a stopwatch out here.
Do we have any napkins?
Actually, my camera has a timer.
It does. All right. You're videotaping this, too?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Randy Wang about to eat three chocolate. And you got to eat them, not chocolate crap all over your chest and stuff, right?
I will eat them.
All right.
Not Cookie Monster style where it's flying out.
This isn't a lot of chocolate.
Three chocolate bars in 1 minute. Ready? Set, go.
Oh, God.
It's not going to happen,
dude. I'm going to throw up.
Look at him.
What's this move with the head tilting back like that? And why are his eyes bulging out? He's going to choke, Tim. He's going to choke. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Water wasn't part of it. Anybody could do that.
You gotta make. He can't do it if he's laughing.
He's eating three chocolate bars in a minute.
His eyes are rolling back.
But you know, doesn't it seem like he does this at home anyway?
Yeah.
So doesn't this, like, don't you envision this is the way he eats everything?
He's had training.
Like everything's in under a minute or less.
Right. What's that bobblehead move?
He's about to pass out. Jesus Christ! It's chocolate rain, man.
Okay, can we call this game, please, before I get it more on me?
It's not going to happen.
All right.
No, it's not going to happen. What a pig. What a pig, man.
My camera needs to be wiped down.
I bet TurboTax is thrilled with this. Guy tried to eat all three chocolate bars. Look at that. Chocolate everywhere. Chocolate spit and crap everywhere. Oh, what a disgusting setup here
now. This is vile. Oh,
Jesus
God. I'm going to throw up.
Man.
My throat's getting thick.
You should have had milk. You should have had 10 minutes. You couldn't have done it.
I couldn't
do
it.
Look at that.
Oh.
It's like chocolate dog crap or cat crap all around.
It's hard to eat.
I'm going
to
throw up.
God almighty. Maker of heaven and earth, man.
I could have done
If you
want
to see Randy try to eat three chocolate bars in a minute, go to our website. We'll put a link up to it. TimConwayJr.com. TimConwayJr.com.
Oh, it's over here, Randy.
And I swear
here.
To God, I thought he was going to die.
I'm gonna
it's all over. It's so gross,
I'm gonna
man.
I'm going to throw up. There's some there, too. Yeah.
Well, you guys were making me laugh.
Oh, Bobo.
Oh, God.
It's disgusting, dude. You got a minute and a half. I mean, a minute, you only had a chocolate bar and a half.
Now how are we going to get guests?
And you could eat tacos in a minute?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, chocolate's hard to get down.
I love the move of the
yeah, the bobblehead.
The bobblehead. Oh.
Yeah.
He's like a shark with his teeth, with his eyes rolling back.
No,
when
he's
bites.
Like a seagull or something, a pelican that just throws it back.
Well, I'm trying to eat like a duck without chewing, just swallowing.
God almighty.
He almost died.
All right. We got to take a break here while we clean up. And is the hazmat team around here? What were those guys doing with hats earlier?
I'll
the guys
get
cleaning.
In the yellow.
Let's get them over here. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. If you want to see what Randy Wang looks like trying to eat three chocolate bars in 1 minute, go to our website, timconwayjr.com. You got it all over your face, dude.
I'm
it's all over the joint.
Come on.
Tim Conway Jr., the junior's abbreviated.com. TimConwayJr.com. Check it out. We'll have a web. We'll have a link up there by the time this airs.
I got to give you my dollar.
And we are backstage. Oh, I wish I had to bet you $100, man. No. We're backstage at the Grammys, folks, being brought to you by the Southern California Ford Dealers, scforddealers.com. You can watch the show Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. And in the background, you can hear Kanye West warming up.
It is.
And in front of us, Andy Dick, man. Nice
I'm
to see you.
I'm warming down.
Yes, you're the best, dude.
Thank you.
Can hey, I love your headphone out.
Yeah,
sure.
And
I love following your life through rehab and through craziness.
Fun stuff.
Car crashes
fun
and
stuff.
Being kicked out of the improv.
Keep watching.
Yes,
the show
man.
Will go on.
It really is great.
Wait,
also,
did you say being kicked out of rehab?
No.
I was never kicked out
not
of
rehab. Not a kid out of rehab. Kicked out of the improv.
Oh, yes.
We kicked out of the improv?
Not the improv.
What
maybe.
Was it?
I have been kicked out of every club in L.A.
L.A.
Yes. Every bar and club in L.A. So.
What was the one where you kicked out for the N-word, that whole run?
That was the improv.
That was
improv. You're right. I forgot. But you know, that was a joke. I was doing a spoof on
Michael Richards?
Michael Richards. I almost said Michael Kramer.
I don't want to get him involved with it.
But honestly, I was doing what... I mean, it was my... You know, I don't do stand-up comedy.
Right.
I do the pressing people's buttons.
That's exactly right,
antics,
man.
And it doesn't, sometimes doesn't work. Well, it worked out.
Yes, it did.
My publicist put out an apology that the next day, but I said, don't do that. I'm not apologetic for it. But, you know, because I was making a joke.
Right, exactly.
I wasn't on
and they can't
it.
Take jokes anymore.
Yeah,
and you know where they should,
I wasn't on an actual tirade.
But you know where they should be able to take jokes?
Yeah.
In the improv.
At the improv, folks.
Yes, exactly. Hey, now, what's with the sobriety? How long have you been sober?
Over 6 months.
You enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
You are. You never think about it, huh?
No, I think about it all the time. What are you talking about?
I
think about... Oh, you're talking about, do I think about drinking or smoking weed? Well, you know, I have this on.
What is it? Oh, is that a...
alcohol monitoring.
You do? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Can we get a pretty picture?
Oh, yes. Somebody got in trouble. Does that only monitors alcohol intake.
Yes.
It doesn't monitor where you are.
Do you smoke pot?
No. Okay. Once in a while, like once a year I smoke pot.
Yeah, I don't do anything anymore.
Nothing?
Smoke completely sober. No, because it would lead to... I would just go back to jail, basically. So,
how many times you been in jail?
A number.
Number of times? You don't like it,
pick a number from 1 to 10. Yeah. I really don't remember, but I do know that I went to rehab 10 times.
10 times?
10 times.
Wow, look at that.
And I was thinking about it today. You're forced to think about things when you get asked a lot of questions.
Right.
And one thing I realized that as I've been doing these 10 rehabs over a course of 10 years, it's been getting easier and easier and easier and easier. The first time I went into rehab, it saved my life. I would have died within the year if I didn't go into that rehab. And then the next one and the next one.
And now you just check in like you're going to the Sheraton.
But it's kind of true. It's like there's not really that much going on, but let's clean up now. And going to rehab is convenient, but you do not need to go to rehab to get sober.
Do you have your rehab card where your 10th one is free?
Yeah, they punch a hole in
it
every
time.
Yeah.
Hey, now, I heard a rumor. You can tell us whether it's true or not. You may want to tell me to go F1.
I like watching your show, by the way. I mean, listening to your show. Wondering, where's that Steckler guy?
Steckler is no longer with us. He was about 4 years ago.
Well, he's with us.
Yeah. Well, he's with us. He's alive.
I guess that's
As a matter of fact, that's really weird. I had a dream last night that he came back to the show and we were doing the show together. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
uh-huh. You have
Conway and Steckler.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just like 4 years behind the times.
Hey, now you have a kid, right? How old?
Three kids. And Lucas is right here with me doing interviews with me. He's 20. He's about to turn 21.
He's one of the matching sweatshirts?
Yeah, that's my
that's
son.
So
he does comedy.
Is he the guy, the son of yours that had sex with one of your girlfriends?
Yes.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Well,
wow, that's pretty cool.
That's him.
How old
is that
was...
what he's known for?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. You know, it was more appropriate that those two would go out because at the time my girlfriend was 19.
Right.
And he was 19.
Oh, I see.
So it was more natural for them to go. There he is. It's
but just... you two went out first and then he went out with him.
I was going out with her first, and then he
was that weird?
Ran off to her dorm room.
And what's your son's name?
A quick affair. Lucas.
Lucas, nice to see you.
How you doing?
Hey, how you been, man?
They're talking about Jessica.
Yeah. You know...
they love it. You're infamous for that, stealing my girlfriend. You know what I did? I was... When I found out that, you know, I was going out with this girl, Jessica, I found out that he had a little affair with my girlfriend, and I... You know what I did?
Punch him out?
Gave him a high five.
Really?
Gave him a high, and I'm talking about right up there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, look at that. Is that the only chick you guys both have had?
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't
last one, too.
Did it turn out to be a girlfriend?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no just like a one-time deal, huh?
Yeah.
No,
she was extremely beautiful. You have
Who
to
was she more in love with? Andy or Lucas?
Well, we were going out, me and her, for a while. And,
oh, I see.
Yeah, he just had a quick little thing because they were both, I don't know what.
But that's one of the advantages, Lucas, when your dad is, and I use this in a positive way, but a little crazy, will date younger women your age.
Yeah, right.
And then she has, her friends.
If they like me, why not?
Absolutely.
She was hanging around, she was actually dating a friend of mine.
Right.
I said, wow, you are absolutely beautiful. And then we just started dating. It happened naturally. By the way, this is Tim Conway Jr., Tim Conway Sr.'s son.
Yeah, nice to see you, Lucas. Nice to see you, my brother.
And he's in comedy now.
Right. You doing stand-up comedy?
Every night.
Excellent.
Every night.
Where every night?
Open mics, cafes, bars,
that's cool, man.
Comedy clubs in LA.
What I used to do 20 years ago.
Yeah. And and is it tough when you go to clubs that your dad's been kicked out of?
No.
No.
No, not a lot of people know.
He keeps it on the
He doesn't know. They don't know that you're...
not yet.
You know, by Lucas Dick,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't walk in and be like, hey, my dad's Andy Dick. Where's my spot? You know?
He also doesn't even let me come to see the shows.
Really?
Not
have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
Doing stand-up?
I saw one show recently about a month or two ago in New York City.
Right.
He did it. I guess you told me this morning that you have a solid 6 minutes.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get... time.
6 minutes is
the way I started.
A lot
though,
of time. Yeah.
We were hanging out on the balcony, and you were like, "Hey, I need to make some money. I'm going on the road in 2 weeks. You're opening for me.
Wow.
Write some jokes.
I shoved him into it.
Hey, but it must be tough for Lucas. I mean, you know, to read the newspapers and watch TV and TMZ, and your dad's on it every 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's tough. But what are you gonna do?
You probably worry about him too.
I stopped that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't think it is tough for you anymore because you kind of grew up with it. It's almost weirder when it stopped. Like, wait a minute, I watched TMZ and why weren't you on it?
Yeah, it's like my dad's sober. What's going on here?
Yeah, yeah. It's almost more weird when I'm sober.
Now, are you in Sober House? Are you on the show?
Yes.
The Sober House?
I'm on the Sober House.
And how is the Sober House going?
Well, we shot it 6 months ago and I watched it last night.
Yeah.
And it looked good.
Yeah.
I even liked the look I had when I was drinking. It was like a long-haired with a gray little goatee and these sunglasses. I was a little rock star.
Was it just drinking?
Just beer.
Just
that last
beer?
Time. That's what I'm talking about. Got
Jesus
lighter and
Christ.
Lighter and lighter and lighter. But beer will also take you down and out. It really will.
Yeah, eventually there'll be wine coolers and then...
then back up to heroin.
Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about going down. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, back to heroin.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's great, though. Okay, and congratulations on sobriety.
Yeah,
it's tough
you.
In this business,
yeah,
you know?
It really is.
I mean,
have you ever had a problem? I think I blinked on all of
them. Yeah. I've had a problem, but I've not acknowledged it or, you know, gone for any help or anything.
What was your thing?
Drinking and you know, occasionally, because I had a bad back, so occasionally I'd take Vicodin when my back hurts.
Those are the worst.
And then when I'm like, wait a minute, my back feels fine, but the Vicodin's still there. Let's
go.
You know? But not a lot. I mean,
those are the sneaky ones.
I take like a half of one.
The doctor prescribed
one. Or a full Vicodin. I don't take more than one a day, so I'm not like taking 40 a day.
You're great.
I know a guy that that took like 50 a day.
I knew a guy that took 60.
60 a day?
60 a day. I think if me and you took 60 today, we would die.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you have to work up to that.
Yeah.
That's a hardcore addiction.
Yeah, 60 is unbelievable.
And you know, it's a opiate. It's right up there. It's a pure heroin type situation.
Right. What was your favorite when you were doing it? Xanax?
Oh, I would Coke. Do special little cocktails, and I've been on stage with every mixture or combination of drugs and alcohol. Every single my favorite time I went on stage was a mixture of a little pot, a little alcohol, and mushrooms, believe it or not. And I was hysteric. I was laying on the floor laughing, but no one else was. So I had a blast.
Yeah, but see, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's
you would like.
Yeah.
It.
All right, Andy Dick. And Lucas Dick, and it's not Celebrity Rehab, it is Sober House.
Yeah, and when Dr. Drew asked me to do Celebrity Rehab years ago, I said, no, never.
Right.
And then this came around, but it didn't come around. I came around. I woke up and I said, you know what, I'm going to get sober. Where's Dr. Drew? And I went into his facility. They said, he's up doing a show, and I said, just put me on it. And I went on it, and I said, at least it's not Celebrity Rehab. But then it's called Celebrity Rehab Presents the Sober House. So it's still the same thing. And I'm still with a bunch of crazies.
Yeah. Now, did you have to change your friends? Because that's one of the moves, right?
Yes.
Who are some of the cats?
Of everybody. I let go of everybody. No. I'm not one of those guys that hangs out with a bunch of celebrities. When I was partying and I would see another celebrity partying, we would party together. There's a mutual respect that would happen and fascination with each other, and then we'd go off and party and then party until sometimes they would die.
Right.
I mean, seriously, that's not that would happen. But
are they thinking about putting together News Radio again?
No. That's
my
an
favorite
interesting
show
thought.
In the world.
That would be neat if they did News Radio the movie.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Great idea.
Well, they're doing that with Arrested Development.
Yeah.
No, that's my favorite show ever.
But there was not for my money, there was not a better sitcom in the world than News Radio.
Thank you.
And it's still land on it, flipping around the stations, I always sit there and watch it.
Yeah, me too. It's
so fun. The best writers, the best performers, right. And everybody on the show had perfect comic timing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was never
good
like
actors.
Somebody on the show that was bringing it all down.
Yeah.
And you know what? And people on that show all were very funny.
Yeah.
You know, there's sitcoms nowadays. I'm not going to mention what they are or which one they are, but there are some where like the two leads are funny, then everybody else sucks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or the two leads are not funny, and they have these two characters that are funny off to the side.
All right. Andy Dick, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Lucas Dick.
You can see Lucas in clubs around Los Angeles.
Yep.
And
Westwood Brew Co. is one of them.
Mondays and Thursdays, Westwood Brew Co. Uh-huh.
And Andy Dick, you can see him on Celebrity
on
Sober House.
You can see me try out on the Sober
You think this will be the last time?
I have a funny feeling it might be the last time. And there is something else you can watch of mine. I actually put some time into this. Little tiny webisodes. That's all I got right now. Little webisodes for ComedyCentral.com, whatever that's worth. And it's these 5-minute things called House Arrest with Andy Dick. Because of the ankle thing, people think it's house arrest.
Now, the ankle thing, it will detect whether you've had
alcohol.
Any alcohol.
Any alcohol.
Whether you have a sip of beer, that thing goes off shakes your leg?
Yes. Even if I hang out in a bar, the fumes will set it off.
Jesus Christ. Well, you don't want to be around radio guys then.
Are you guys drinking right now?
Not yet, but as soon as we're done with you.
Oh.
Would you love to have a shot of vodka?
Shut up!
All right, Andy Dick, thank you very much.
Thanks, thank you.
Lucas, very nice to meet you. And check out again Sober House, and that is on
Thursday
nights.
But you know it'll be every night. Yeah,
okay,
every night.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're listening to, or you're listening to us backstage at the Grammys. And what a crew, man! It's Andy Dick. I'll take a picture of this. All right, excellent. Look at that, me and Andy Dick. Fantastic.
Thank you
very much, Andy. Nice to see you. There he goes with his son, Lucas. He's had like a different upbringing than I did. My dad and I really never shared any sexual partners. But Andy and his son did.
The night's young, Tim.
And enjoyed himself. Hey, Kanye West is warming up. I'm going to go check that out. All right, folks, don't forget to check out the website, too, because we have Randy Wang tried to eat 3 chocolate bars in 1 minute.
Disgusting.
He got through 1.5, washed down with some water, and then threw up all over Gina Grad.
And I'm sorry, babe.
This
really
is the second time since I've known him that he's thrown up on me.
What was the first
projectile
time? In the car?
Over at the Commerce.
Oh, at the Commerce? I didn't even throw up at the Commerce.
Tim, Gina, we said we wouldn't talk about this. I begged you. I begged you. Don't
you know,
bring it
you
up
gotta talk
on the
in
air.
The mic. Dude.
You know, yeah. He's so angry he doesn't know how to talk in the mic.
But I thought you threw up at Corolla's party.
Well, I've done that too. Yeah, we went to the Corolla Christmas party, and I tied off maybe a 12-pack of beer along with.
Talk right in the mic, though.
I'm talking in the mic.
Well, you're not.
I can hear myself in my headphones. I got the
know,
levels. I'm
right
in the bar. I know how to talk in the goddamn mic.
All right.
But no, over
that mic.
We were at the Corolla Christmas party at Lynn and Alex's house, the two gay gossip reporters. And Gina, I probably had a 12-pack and about three joints.
I can't even even tell you the dance, and I use that term loosely, that he was doing while the rest of us were chit-chatting.
I imagine.
There was it was one shoulder up, one shoulder down, a lot of bouncing in the head to the
Jesus
side.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But, yeah, we were about to walk out. We were giving our goodbyes to everybody, and I just started to feel like I had to run to the bathroom. And she was in my way, and I'm like, Gina, get out of the way. And I had to just go for it.
And, you know, he was real understated when we left because I thought, you know, since he lives on the other effing side of the hill, he'd take a car home. And I looked at him, and I knew that wasn't going to happen. I go, Randy, do you want a ride? And he looks at me. He thinks he's looking in my eyes, but he's looking at the tip of my nose, and he goes, that'd be nice.
The least you could do for me.
That'd be nice.
But who took care of you, Randy, the whole way home?
You took care of me. I appreciate it.
We did a little
lot.
Freeze out in the car. We did the whole thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, we're backstage at the Grammys. It is being brought to you by Southern California Ford Dealers, scforddealers.com. And we also would like to tell you about the big show. It comes on Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2, so set your DVR. Or your VCR or your TiVo or whatever you got rolling there. I don't know what you got going. And then also don't forget tomorrow at 5 p.m. I'll be on KFWB. Look at that.
Oh,
my good friend Dave Harden. Tomorrow night at 5 p.m. on KFWB.
Oh.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show backstage at the Grammys. And we're live at 97.1 FM. I'll sleep all day. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch the big show. That's Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. Folks, we have the biggest celebrity we'll probably talk to today.
I love that.
Faustino from Married with Children. Nice to see you, man.
How are you? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing excellent.
Thank you.
Hey, how old were you when you started that show?
When I started Married with Children, I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
I did it until I was 24 years old.
Wow,
it's a
that's
nice,
unreal.
Nice little run, right?
So 12 years old is, so mom and dad had to watch every move and every...
Well, they did, but they kind of started to trust that I was being taken care of on that set.
They pinch you financially?
Did it what?
Did your mom and dad take a bite out of you?
No, actually, it's funny. My parents, honestly, I mean, I spent all my money, but they didn't. they were actually, like, very frugal, and they tried to teach me to save my money, and I didn't listen to a word they said. And
yeah, what the hell?
Blew
enjoy yourself.
Vehicles, cars, and women.
Hey, listen, nobody's getting out of this alive, right? So you might as well enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
You know? So 12 years old, when was the first joint you had?
Probably 14.
14 years old? Yeah, I was around 14 or 15.
First joint, first, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What, 14?
Yeah, 14.
How old was she?
17, I believe.
Wow, what a stud. Was she really hot?
Actually, no.
Yeah.
No.
Stay
she was
with
actually
me.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah, my first.
Anything that would take me at that point.
Yeah, my first was not hot at all. As a matter of fact, she was really fat.
Yeah, this one was just white trash all the way.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
She gave me a little gift, a parting gift as well.
Yeah, but you know what?
I had to go see the doctor and get a shot in the ass.
Oh, really? What'd you get? STD?
The clap, you know.
You got the clap for your first time out?
14 years old, yeah. It was
holy
exciting.
Christ. Yeah. How'd you tell your mom and dad?
I didn't. My sister saved my life. Took me to the free clinic, of all places.
How did you know you had
Hey, look, Bud Bundy's at the free clinic. What do you got? I got the clap. Hey, how you doing? All right, get in line. It's about 2 hour wait.
Wait a minute. Was that real life or an episode?
No, that was actually
that's real life.
Yeah, yeah.
God almighty.
Because I was so embarrassed, I couldn't tell my parents, you know.
Right.
So I had to go to a free clinic. It was pretty pathetic.
I had,
but it is a good episode actually for something.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, hold on to that.
David Faustino's with us. Married with Children. Bud Bundy. I got the crabs for my first time.
I have those too.
Yeah.
No.
And
those are fun, aren't they?
Doug Steckler, my ex-partner, has the best solution for him ever. If you ever get him.
Okay, tell me.
You shave a swath like a clearing down your pubes, and they'll light the other two sides on fire.
Nice.
And as the crabs run across the clearing, you stab them with an ice pick.
That's a nice method.
It's not bad.
I just went for the lotion that burnt them off, but it seemed to work fine for me.
Happens to work.
Oh.
Hey, now, did you ever get married or do you have kids or anything?
No, divorced.
Divorced. Yeah. How long were you married?
I made it about a year and a half.
That's not bad. In Hollywood, you know, that's congratulations.
But I did salvage a friendship, if you can believe it. Yeah. We're good friends. As a matter of fact, I'm working on a project where she plays my ex-wife. So we get along.
So you've been married just once?
Just once, yeah.
And that's enough?
For a while. I'm not saying never,
right?
But I'm saying not for a long time.
Right. Did you blow any
are
money?
Are you married?
I'm married, yeah.
You're married.
Yeah. Married. Thank you very much. Been married for 5 years.
Yeah.
Got a 3-year-old beautiful daughter.
That's great. Congrats. Yeah. I mean, look, it's definitely lonely being single, but it's also really peaceful.
Yeah, I know. But when you go to bed, nobody kicks you, nobody punches you, nobody slaps you, says you stop snoring.
I've got my dog.
Right.
That's it.
Do you blow a lot of money gambling?
No, not a gambler at all.
Not a big gambler.
Huh? No.
Just
never
cars
got into
and
it.
Chips
but,
and...
I mean, I like to play little craps here and there, but that's not what I spend my money on. I spend my money on restaurants.
Right.
Women.
You mean restaurants? You buy them or you went to them?
Bought them.
Bought
you know, that safe investment, the restaurant. Yeah. It was awesome.
What restaurant did you own?
I owned the Central Restaurant on Sunset. It was in the 8,000 block, the Sunset Millennium Project.
Right.
Champagne was involved. I mean, I had some really cool people. We just failed miserably. And then I had a deli out in Pacific Palisades called Bubala's Bagels.
Right.
Another massive failure.
Bad vibes?
Pardon?
Bad vibes?
Yeah, just, you know, so I learned my lesson. When they say 90% failure rate, they mean 90% failure rate.
Right. Can you see it coming, or is all of a sudden one day you're like, it's closed, it's over?
I got a few free meals. It was fun, you know, but I won't do restaurants anymore. I didn't blow all my money, but I blew a lot of it.
Right. But you still got some money.
Yeah, I still got some money.
How much money
do
you have on you think?
I think I have $11 on
$11? Yeah. Well, good morning, you. Hey, all right, Dave Faustino's with us.
You got to let me promote something really quick.
Absolutely, let's go.
Shameless plug, can I?
Yeah.
So I created a show for Sony.
Right.
My partners and I for their new website crackle.com, which it's a really highly budgeted, highly produced web series. It's very funny. It's very over the top.
Right.
It's out there. We have the first Married with Children reunion of all time. I have the whole cast. Christina Applegate and Katie Sagal and Ed O'Neill. Got Gilbert Gottfried and Seth Green. It's a very funny show, and I would love people to check it out at crackle.com. You can also see it on Hulu and MySpace. But, it, you know, when you see a web
crackle.
series.
Crackle.com.
Yes, when you say web series, people think, oh, he took his video camera and he him and his friends and told some jokes.
Right.
It's actually not that. It's Sony Pictures produced it. So it's pretty funny.
Crackle.com.
Crackle.com.
Go check it out. And then season 9 on DVD is out?
Season 9, and I believe they're coming out with a box set pretty soon.
You still get a piece of that?
No. That's the backbone of what Starving's about, is we got screwed residually.
Are you kidding?
Totally penetrated. Yeah.
Right before the contract, then, the new contract.
Well, Fox, at the time, back in 87, was under a cable contract
because
they went out of network.
Right.
So we got paid great weekly money. We did well. But residually, we all got screwed, except for Ed. And he'll be the first one to admit it. He somehow worked out a separate deal because he had Brillstein Gray as his manager, and they worked out some deal.
Yeah.
But even Katie Sagal, all of us, we all got residually screwed.
What's the biggest check you ever received?
The biggest check I ever got in one fell swoop?
Yeah. So I come across your desk.
$100,000.
$100,000?
$100,000.
That's awesome, man. Wow. Like that. I get that in a year.
That's what I got a week.
You got $100,000 a week?
At the end, yeah.
Oh, I thought $100,000 a week, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
$2.2 million a year?
Yeah, but believe me, I don't know how, but it just goes.
I know.
But you
know,
I don't care how much you make.
I talked to an accountant friend of mine over the weekend, and he said Los Angeles is filled with people. The man makes $300,000 a year. The wife doesn't work. They got a couple kids, and they're broke.
Yeah, I don't know
how. He goes, I don't know how they spend all their money, but you can't live in Los Angeles for under $150,000 a year.
Or New York. It's very difficult. And that's why I live alone. I feed my dog, and that's it.
This poor Gina Grad here is making, what, 22?
25.
25, and Randy Wang?
27.
27 grand a year.
Wow. Remind me not to go out to dinner with them.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I complain when they start complaining. I'm like, why are you guys complaining?
Right, right. No, it's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah. But Gina Grad.
But look at her. Why does she need money?
David, I don't know. A single woman?
She doesn't need money.
David Faustino, Gina Grad.
I'm a big fan from long
major
ago.
Major fan.
She's
yeah, she's major fan.
She's cute.
She's a lot younger than you. She's 19, though. So.
But if you went out with her, she'd want you to wear
actually,
the Grandmaster
she's too old for me. She's much too old for me.
All right, David Faustino, go to crackle.com.
Yes.
And the season 9 is coming out, but you don't care about that because you don't get it done.
I don't care about Married with Children anymore. Screw that show. No, I'm kidding.
F them all, right?
F them all. Actually, so Tony Owen's starving as well, so we're still in the same family.
Excellent. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
All right, David Fonsino, everybody. Married with Children. Go. He was a Bud Bundy. Check out Crackle.com. Crackle.com.
Nice guy.
And check out the show. Yeah, awesome. All right, folks, we are back live backstage at the Grammys, and Charlie Wilson is with us. Nice to see you, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
How you been? All right, doing great.
Thank you.
Hey, I heard you're healthy as hell, man.
Of course.
No, yeah, you had a scare there. You had a bout of
It was a real trip for me. I was doing a routine checkup, just an annual checkup.
Right.
My wife insisted on me getting a PSA check test, and I got a PSA test.
Uh-oh.
The number came back kind of high, 3.9. Then the doctor said, that's a little high. I want you to do another next month. I went back the month after and did another test. It came back 4.9.
Wow.
It was growing too fast, and it was this type, they asked me to go do, find a specialist. They gave me to a specialist.
Hey, you're a young man. How old are you?
I'm ageless.
Wow. You got to be in your 40s.
How about 39?
39. That's too early to have that.
That's too.
No. Is it prostate cancer?
Absolutely. No, that's not too early for that either. Now, you were still talking about numbers. But anyway, I went to the specialist, and the specialist ordered a biopsy for me.
Right.
And got the biopsy. He called me back in the office and said, hey, man, I got some good news and I got some bad news. And I said, what's the bad news first? He says, you have cancer.
What's prostate the good news?
And the good, he said, my wife said, what's the good news? He said, we caught it in an early stage.
Good.
Diagnosed, it's early and we can fight it. I've been doing it for 30 years and we can knock this out. So he gave me some options, some different things, some procedures to do. And he said, this is a window of opportunity, and, we can knock this out. Choose
Excellent.
One. And so I went and did it, and hey, man.
All right, Charlie Wilson is with us now with the Gap Band, formerly of the Gap Band.
Yes.
And you're now, you have Uncle Charlie coming out?
Uncle Charlie Wilson coming out.
By the way, is a euphemism for cancer.
Yes, yes.
Uncle Charlie, I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. You? What?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's when somebody says, hey, you got the big Uncle Charlie. That means cancer.
So that's what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Well, look,
yeah.
UncleCharlieWilson.com. If you go to UncleCharlieWilson.com/donate,
right.
Then you can. I teamed up with the Cancer Foundation, by the
Good
way, who raised over $370 million
Jeez.
For scientists and researchers for the last 15 years. So, hey, if you want to donate, go to UncleCharlieWilson.com/donate. Or if you want to see the new stuff, my website, UncleCharlieWilson.com. You can see the videos, the music, and everything is there.
And are you up for any awards this year? Big awards?
Not this year. Probably next year for sure.
Right.
Yes.
But, you have friends who are up for awards.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Who are you rooting
for? I like all of the country guys. I like everybody, man. I'm just happy.
I'm the same with you.
I can't remember anybody.
Any of their names. I like them all.
I like them all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm happy for Wayne. I'm liking for Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Lil Wayne?
Yeah, I'm happy for him because, I mean, in the recession like it is, man, Lil Wayne's selling a million units a week. That ain't no joke, right there.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Big
we
Wayne.
Can't even pay the rent, and he's selling $1 million, selling CDs a week.
Yeah, people like the music during a recession or depression.
Yeah, you
Does
know what I mean?
That affected you at all?
Huh?
The recession affected you at all?
Yeah.
What did it look like with that jacket on?
Well, hey, man. You know what I'm saying?
$1 million jacket.
$1 million jacket. You know what I'm saying? When you got $1 million.
Hey, what's with the ring here? Is that all real diamonds?
Yeah.
This came from
Iran.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah.
We got to get a picture of that.
By the way, you want to get a picture right there?
But that's got to be 100 diamonds in that thing.
It's a little bit more. Listen, by the way, I'm going to Iraq.
Are you going to Iraq to live?
No, I'm going to Iraq
to entertain the troops.
Entertain the troops.
Oh, that's
awesome. On the 19th of February.
That's great, man.
I'm going by myself. The end of my band. I'm going to take my band over there. I'm going to do. They want me to do some Gap songs, some Charlie songs, and they just happy that I'm coming, man.
That's great. Have you been there before?
Never been to Iraq.
Oh, they're going to love to see you there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then maybe stop by Afghanistan before you come home.
Oh, for sure. One of the shows would definitely be in Afghanistan.
That doesn't scare the hell out of you going over there?
No, I mean, those troops over there, man, I mean, I got the best bodyguards in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, who's going to F with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? They told me they got my bulletproof vest size, and I got my size, and
right.
And we just gonna go and have a good time, man.
I would leave the red, white, and blue jacket at home, though.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all good. You know, I got my military gear.
Right. Have you been in the military? You know anybody?
No. When I played Camp Pendleton with Snoop Dogg, and they outfitted me up, sewed my name in on there, Wilson, and you know,
Camp Pendleton.
Yeah, I was at Camp Pendleton. Yeah.
Was Snoop? Was he ballsy enough to smoke weed on the base?
Well, no, I don't know. I can't remember him smoking weed there. I can't remember, but maybe I don't know.
Wouldn't that be a trip?
Well, he got a 7'1" bodyguard standing at the door. Who's going to go in there?
Right, exactly.
You know,
you still hang with Snoop?
We see each other from time to time. Yeah, I mean, anytime I call on him, he's there. You know,
he's got a great TV show
for sure.
Yeah.
Did you see my episode there?
I missed it. What was your episode?
She came to the house. Snoop's wife came to the house, and she wanted to. First, she would come to talk about. We talked about life, and I just wanted, you know. I'm always prying in their business, and she, of course, spills her guts.
But they get divorced?
No. I made sure that didn't happen.
Good.
You know, so they're happy, really much happy, very happy, and him and the children and the wife. And so the next episode was she wanted to build a farm. She wanted to do a ranch like my ranch. She wanted to, and I got 20 acres out there, but she wanted
to. You got 20 acres?
Yes.
Jesus.
She wanted to have horses and stuff, so she came out to the ranch, and my wife and I tried to talk her out of having all these horses. But, of course, I said, if you want to do that, didn't do it because I was trying to teach her how to clean up poop.
Uh-oh.
So I handed them
yours
a shovel.
Yours or the horses?
The horses. But I gave her like a 2-foot shovel and she had to bend over to scoop it up. So she understood about the cleaning up.
She wasn't into that.
She wasn't into that. So, but anyway, she's having a good time. She got the horses and got some animals, you know.
Right.
I have alpacas and lamb and.
That's right. Where's your farm? Where's the deal?
It's out. It's up north of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
in a little small town called.
All right. up there, between here and Bakersfield.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie Wilson. I'm glad you're better.
Thank you.
I hope you live another, you know, 60, 70, 80 years, man. I hope
man,
you're around forever.
I appreciate
you're one of the
you.
Best.
Go on my website. Did you say, baby? Website, Uncle Charlie, not Charlie Wilson, because that's the congressman. He's already pissed off at me. Uncle, because he got a hell of a lot of email about this prostate stuff. Go to UncleCharlieWilson.com.
UncleCharlieWilson.com.
Yes, and you can read all about it. If you want to donate, /donate. You know what
Excellent.
I'm saying? Thank
nice
you.
To see you. Very
Thank
nice
you
to
so
meet
much,
you.
Man. Thank you.
All right, Uncle
Thank
Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson, formerly of the Gap Band. And hey, real quickly, what was the biggest hit you ever had?
Oh, the biggest hit, I would say.
The number one, the one that sold more than anything.
I would say it was Dropped a Bomb.
Yes!
You dropped a bomb.
All right, we're going to go ahead and play that right now. Crank your radio up. This song is always best when your volume is full tilt. Drop the Bomb. Here we go with Charlie Wilson. Live backstage at the Grammys, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
From Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.